In this grave hour, perhaps the most fateful in our history, I send to every household of my people, both at home and overseas, this message.
The hesitations in this archival recording of a 1939 broadcast from Buckingham Palace give only a hint of how difficult it was for King George VI to speak in public because of his lifelong stammer. Even before he was thrust onto the throne and into the limelight when his brother Edward VIII abdicated in 1936, every effort at therapy had failed. Until his wife, Elizabeth, using the fictitious name Johnson, found the shabby studio of Australian Lionel Logue.
My husband has seen everyone. To no avail. Awfully afraid he's given up hope.
Well, we need to have your hubby pop by. He can give me his personal details, I'll make a frank appraisal, and then we'll take it from there.
Doctor, I don't have a hubby. We don't pop. And nor do we ever talk about our private lives. No, you must come to us.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Johnson. My game, my turf, my rules.
And what of my husband with the Duke of York?
That's Helena Bonham Carter as the Queen Mum, and Oscar winner Jeffrey Rush co-stars as the unorthodox but ultimately successful therapist Logue.
Part of Lionel's technique was I'm treating you the man, not you the king. And he insisted on that level of equality. And a lot of the therapy was to do with getting the Duke of York, and subsequently, as he became George VI, to drop that royal mask and find out who he was as a person.
What'll I call you?
Your Royal Highness. Then sir, after that.
How about Bertie?
Only my family uses sir.
In here, it's better if we're equals.
If we were equals, I wouldn't be here. I've been home with my wife, and no one would give a damn.
I kept saying to people, they'd say, what's this film about? And I'd say, well, it's about two middle-aged men who become friends. And I'd say to the producers, but don't put that on the poster, because otherwise no one will come. But that is the essence of it.
Colin Firth stars as the monarch who, until meeting Logue, had little experience with friendship because of his stammer and his royal station. Firth believes that, in an odd way, the king's speech tells a universal story.
It's funny to say about a story about a member of the royal family when none of us are a member of the royal family or can possibly know what that's like. But I think what it's done is it's taken issues that apply to absolutely everybody and it's used this convention to heighten those things. Isolation is universal. I mean, it doesn't matter how close you are to your family, how many good friends you have, how perfect your marriage is. And, you know, most people are not ticking all those boxes. This is taking that truth and making a very extreme case out of it. If communication's imperfect, let's show a man for whom it's traumatic. If men protect themselves behind certain reserves against intimacy, then let's take a man who not only does that, he is protected by high walls, titles, protocols. You could almost look at them as sort of metaphors for barriers we all put up.
Director Tom Hooper says the heart of his film is how the king confronts those very ordinary problems.
I think he humanized royalty for people because the public knew he had a stammer, and so when they listened to him on the radio, they would be kind of hoping he'd be okay, hoping he'd get through, and I think he put a real human face on the monarchy, because if someone's struggling with a disability like that, it's hard not to feel connected.
The script, by David Seidler, is based on exhaustive research and first-person accounts, including Lionel Logue's unpublished diaries, discovered just weeks before filming began. And director Hooper says the challenge was to craft all that authenticity into an engaging drama.
It's probably the thing that I agonize about most. I mean, it gives me the most anxiety because I care deeply about historical truth. I'm the son of a historian. My mother has written books both on, she's an Australian, so she's written both on Australian history and American history. I mean, I kind of grew up in a house where history and truth mattered deeply around the dinner table. But I think in the end, my responsibility is always to my audience and is always to entertainment first, because you get no prizes for making an accurate, you know, a wholly accurate version of this film that was boring. In the end, you've still got to invent. Even if you were going to do everything truthfully, you've still got to invent a ton load if you make a film about these people. And that act of invention is something that, you know, has to sit alongside the concern for accuracy.
Listen to me!
Listen to you? By what right?
Because I have a right to be, and I have a voice!
Yes, you do.
The King's Speech also features Guy Pearce as George's brother, Edward. Michael Gambon plays their father, King George V. And the historical figures include Winston Churchill, portrayed by Timothy Spall. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.